Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. This is episode 64 of our little podcast that we do here. And I got to tell you, I'm really happy. I'm a happy, happy guy. I really am. I realize this is going to sound a little goofy, but I'm not sure why that would be new for me. It's our 64th episode, and it makes me think of the song When I'm 64 by the Beatles, which I've always loved, you know, that will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 6? Anyway, you don't need to hear me sing. The point here, the reason about this is there's a lot of songs about being happy. And trust me, this is going to go someplace marketing related very quick. The most recent one, of course, is that Pharrell song. You know, Pharrell, the guy with the big hat who performed at the Academy Awards. And he's got a song called Happy, which was in a movie. It was in Despicable Me 2. And the song is all about being happy, right? And happiness is a strong, strong emotion. And we're going to talk a lot today about emotion and how it plays into your marketing, your digital marketing in particular, because that's not something that people look at very often. We're also going to talk a little bit more about Pharrell, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Academy Awards, because it's been an interesting week with regard to marketing and the Academy Awards and Pharrell and happy generally. Kicking it off, I want to talk about another thing that makes me happy. The next week or so, between today and next Wednesday, we're looking at the birthday of both the internet and the World Wide Web. So Gizmodo has a piece up that shows the very first machine ever connected to the internet. And I think that is incredibly cool. This goes way back to 1969. I think it's incredibly cool because without that, I wouldn't do what I do today. And I love what I do today. So that makes me pretty happy. And then next week is the birthday of the World Wide Web, the anniversary of the World Wide Web, 25 years ago this year. And of course, that makes me pretty happy too. Now, for those of you who are not clear on the difference between the internet and the World Wide Web, I don't know that it's something you need to spend lots of time worrying about. Just be aware that they are different. The web sits on top of the internet, right? All web traffic is internet traffic, but not all internet traffic is web traffic. So for instance, email, chat, things like Netflix, they're all on the internet, but they're not necessarily the World Wide Web, whereas web pages and Google and search and all that kind of stuff uses the web to do what it does. Again, you don't need to know what that is specifically. Just be aware in the back of your mind somewhere that there's a difference there. But the reason that I think this is cool, and the reason that I wanted to spend a little time talking about it, is because the internet and the web, from a marketing perspective, is growing up, right? They're now, 25 years old and, 45 years old, right? They've been around for quite a while. And your internet marketing, increasingly, is maturing as well. One of the things that I talk about a ton here, a ton, is this need to test and learn. You know, if you want to hit a mature level of digital marketing, it's not enough to do the old form of marketing where you just put stuff up and hope it works, right? What people sometimes refer to as the spray and pray method. right? Just put it out there and maybe you'll get lucky and somebody will see it and somebody will like it and somebody will take the action that you want them to take. That's not a particularly successful way to market any longer. Instead, it's really about testing and learning. You know, I'm a big fan of email marketing, since we were making a distinction between the web and the internet a moment ago. I'm a big fan of email marketing. And Marketing Chart has a great chart, go figure, that talks about research highlighting the best times of day to send emails. And really, the best time to send email seems to be when everybody else is not sending email. So somewhere between 8 and midnight and between midnight and about 4 a.m., those emails tend to get a little more play, probably because you're not fighting the clutter so much. But as the article on Marketing Charts points out, oh so rightly, your mileage may vary. It's important that you test and learn for your brand and for your business when the right time is to send email to your customers, because you may find that a different time works. And you can measure that, and you can do holdback tests where you send an email to half of your customers at one time of day and send the same email to another half of your customers at a radically different time of day and see if your response differs. Because that'll tell you a lot about what's working and what isn't. That's part of testing and learning. Our own Megan Totka, who writes for the blog regularly, did a piece earlier this week about testing and learning when it comes to email subject lines and how you can try different subject lines to learn a lot. And again, you do the same thing. This is one of my favorite tests to conduct in email marketing, where what you do is you write two email subject lines. And before you send out the email to your full list, and this is assuming you send your email to your full list, and we'll talk about that in another moment, but you can go ahead and you can send the two different subjects to, say, 10% of your audience. So take 10% of your audience, split the email that you send to them 50-50, right? Half get candidate one subject line, half get candidate two subject line. And see which one they respond to better, your audience responds to better. And the one that they do is the one that you should send the other 90% of your, is the one you should send to the other 90% of your email list. It's a great, easy, simple test that can work really effectively and is a step towards, in the words of Obi-Wan Kenobi, a larger world, right? It starts you moving into this world of being more mature and more proactive in the way that you test and learn what's working for you. Now, if you want to see internet marketing hitting a very mature level, we're seeing a lot of this these days with real-time marketing. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'll talk more about it in a future episode, but it brings us back to Pharrell and his big old hat. Now, I don't know how many of you saw this at the Grammy Awards, which were, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Pharrell performed, and he wore this enormous hat. And Arby's, whose logo is a big old hat, went ahead and tweeted all about, hey, nice hat, you know, basically, you know, built on, we know that hat, we've seen that hat, that looks just like our hat, kind of thing. And it got an enormous amount of coverage, got an enormous amount of tweets and retweets, and people loved it, and it was a big win for them. And it was very funny, right? It made people happy, which really is one of the big points I want to talk about today, which is how you can tap into your customers' needs, and you can be so much more successful when you make your marketing digitally more emotionally focused. I wrote a big, long piece about this yesterday for my Travel Tuesday piece. But the overall message works for just about any kind of marketing, regardless of whether it's travel, regardless of whether it's B2B, you can still work emotions into it. It's an incredibly powerful way to connect with your customers. Because what your customers will always remember is not what you said, but how they felt. If you think about some of the best marketing that you've ever seen, some of the best advertising you've ever seen, it works because it connects with you on an emotional level. It made you happy, or it made you excited, or it made you feel warm and fuzzy inside. You know, I mean, that Arby's bit is funny. That made people happy. It made them laugh. It's one of the reasons why you see people try humor again and again and again in their advertising, because it works. Now, if you think this is something that people in B2B markets don't do, well, of course they do. They do make people excited with things like contests, but they also play to things like scared. You know, making people a little bit afraid. There was an old line, very famous for years in B2B circles, that used to say, nobody ever got fired for buying IBM. Which is an incredibly powerful message. You know, they didn't put this in print, but their salesman used to say it all the time to people who were in a purchasing decision, you know, in a role to make a purchase decision, because all they thought was, man, if I buy the wrong thing, my boss is going to can my butt. And the IBM guys would just tell them, not if you buy IBM. Nobody ever gets fired when you buy IBM. You know, that's a huge, huge element of making sure you think about the emotional response you want out of your customers and how you can make them happy, how you can make them excited, how you can make them feel warm and fuzzy. And yeah, if this fits your brand story, which again is something I talk about a lot, but how you can make them feel a little bit scared, or how you can make them sad, or how you can make them angry. I don't necessarily recommend those for every case, but I angry is a good one to talk about, because think about political campaigns. They do it all the time. My opponent is an idiot. You know, think about all the ways my opponent has, you know, messed up your life. Don't you just hate that guy? Granted, they never say it that explicitly, but that is the implied message in a lot of political advertising. You can do it in cause marketing as well, very effectively. Very simply, and I'm not making light of this. You know, I lost my mother to lymphoma, and you know, it would be very easy for the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society to say, "Don't you just hate lymphoma? Aren't you just sick of losing people in your life?" Right? That's a big, powerful message. And yes, it would get people angry, and it would get them to take action. So you can use any emotion as long as you A, use it appropriately to your appropriately for your audience, and B, make sure it aligns appropriately with your brand and your brand's values. Right? Arby's is not going to go and make people angry. That would be really silly. You know, IBM doesn't want to go make people angry. They didn't have a problem making people scared, though. Security companies do that all the time. And things like movies want to get people excited. So you can do all kinds of different things based on what brand story you're trying to tell and how you're trying to reach out to customers most effectively. Now that brings us back to the Academy Awards. And I'll explain why. Marketing at its core is really about connecting with people. An emotion can help you connect with people very effectively. I have said for a long, long, long time, all marketing is social. In fact, I have a presentation that I've done that I'll put the slides up in the show notes as well about that very thing. But you're really trying to connect with your customers. So all marketing is social, because social is people. Social is all about people. Now, what's interesting, I don't know how many of you watched the Academy Awards the other night, but Ellen DeGeneres, the host, took a selfie in the audience of her and a whole bunch of A-list celebrities, you know, Meryl Streep and Brad Pitt and a whole bunch of folks. And it became the most retweeted tweet ever on Twitter. It was up millions of retweets. And as a good friend of mine, David Deal, said on Twitter, that the biggest moment of the night at the Academy Awards, the biggest moment of the Academy Awards, A, happened on Twitter, and B, happened in the audience. And if that doesn't illustrate how big social has become and how big social is about connecting with your customers and how important it is to drive an emotion, in this case, happy, to connect with your customers, then I don't really know what is. So as you go forward this week, the rest of this week, and into next week, you know, give some thought to what are the emotions you're trying to convey to your customers, and how do those emotions tie back to your brand, and how can you build those emotions in your digital marketing, whether it's social, whether it's mobile, whether it's any other component, search, any other component that you might use. I'll encourage you again to check out the show notes, because I'll have links to all the different posts that I talked about, which you can find at timpeter.com/podcast. And looking at the clock on the wall, we are about out of time. So as I wrap up, I'll remind you to go to timpeter.com/podcast, and you can subscribe there by clicking on the subscribe link in any of the posts. You can also find our lovely little podcast here in iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcatcher by just doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. And I want to remind you, you can email me with any comments or questions or concerns or any other thought that you might have at podcast@timpeter.com. I always do look forward to hearing from you, so please don't hesitate to send me an email anytime you like, because that would make me happy. And with that, I hope you have a great rest of the week and a happy, happy week between today and the next time we see you right back here on Thinks Out Loud. Take care, everybody.